好，弟兄姊妹早，我们开始今天早上的信息聚会。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's begin today's meeting.
我们先来读一些经文。
We'll start by reading some scripture.
请大家翻到马太福音24章37到38节。
If we could first flip to Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to 39.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah, for as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
好，接下来经文都在约书亚记，请大家翻到约书亚记。
And the following passages will all be in the book of Joshua.
一章第三节。
And Joshua chapter 1 verse 3.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
一章八节。
And chapter 1 verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have success.
第三章第三节和第四节的后半句。
Chapter 3, verses 3 through 4.
跟着约柜去，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Verse 3, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. It is referring to the Ark of the Covenant, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before.
第五章十到十二节。
And chapter 5, verses 10 through 12.
以色列人在基甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产。正当那日，吃无酵饼和烘的谷。他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛拿就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛拿了。那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。
Verse 10. While the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plain of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain.The manna ceased on that day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan during that year.
第十五章十八到十九节。
Chapter 15, verses 18 through 19.
亚撒过门的时候，劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田。亚撒一下驴，迦勒问他说：“你要什么？”他说：“求你赐福给我，你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。”他父亲就把上权下权赐给他。
It came about that when she came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Then she said, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
同一章十六到十七节。
In the same chapter, verses 16 through 17.
迦勒说：“谁能攻打基列西弗，将城夺取，我就把我女儿亚撒给他为妻。”迦勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀涅夺取了那城，迦勒就把女儿亚撒给他为妻。
And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksa, my daughter, as a wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, so he gave him Aksa, his daughter, as a wife.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们俯伏敬拜在你的面前。
Lord, we bow down in wonder before you.
我们求主向我们的心说话。
May you truly speak to our hearts.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is dark.
主，我们求你帮助我们行在你话语的光中。
But Lord, we pray that you might lead us into your light.
我们求你再来厚厚的膏我们。
May you truly cover us.
让我们里面的基督发表天上的基督。
So that the Christ within us can reflect the Christ above.
荣耀归给神，祷告奉主耶稣宝贵得胜。
We give you all the glory. We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen. 好，在过去的几个月中啊，孙弟兄连续在几个主日在我们中间释放了关于马太福音24章、25章经文的信息。
And these past couple of times that Brother Sun has shared with us, he has referenced the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and 25.
那这两章讲到主关于末世的预言。
And these two chapters speak on the end times.
我们知道圣经中关于主来以前的预言都已经应验了。
And we know that all the prophecies that are to happen before the return of the Lord has already happened.
只有主来的时候和主来以后的预言等候应验。
Only the things, only when the Lord returns and the things that happen after the Lord returns have not yet occurred.
不知道孙弟兄的信息对弟兄姊妹的生活、追求和侍奉是否产生大的震动。
I don't know if the messages that Brother Sun has shared has had any shaking within brothers and sisters' lives.
我们可以确定的是，这些圣经中关于主再来的预言都会一条一条的应验。
What we can be confident in is that each of these prophecies that have been recorded in the Bible will happen.
而且很可能就会应验在我们这一代圣徒身上。
And these things will possibly happen within our lifetime.
这是一件何等荣耀，让人兴奋的大事。
And this is a glorious and wonderful thing.
我们是否挺身昂首，因为得赎的日子如此的近。
We need to take hold of the time because this time is near.
我想大家肯定记得在近几年的西岸特会中江弟兄讲到主随时可以回来。
And I trust that brothers and sisters are, understand or remember that Brother Kong during WCCC often reminds us that the Lord's return is near.
而且他感到主会在他的有生之年就回来。
And he says that the Lord will return within his lifetime.
那每当他讲到这里他的声音都会上扬面带笑容。抑制不住里面的兴奋。
And whenever he mentions this, his face is one of joy, and he has a smile upon his face.
因为历史历代圣徒所切切等候主的再来，就要应验在我们这一代圣徒身上。
Because throughout history, the saints have all hoped for the return of the Lord, and it might happen within our lifetime.
何等的让人兴奋。
And this is something to have joy upon.
这个兴奋就好像在初代教会中使徒保罗竭力传主的福音。
And this is one like the Apostle Paul as he preached the gospel.
以至于福音传遍了亚该亚、马其顿、亚细亚。
And after the gospel has been preached in Achaia, Macedonia, and Asia.
那在罗马书15章里面讲到这些区域都没有可传的地方了。
And in Romans chapter 15, it speaks on how all these, the gospel has been preached in all these places.
于是保罗就盼望经过罗马将福音再传到西班牙。
And so his hope was that he would, through Rome, that he would preach the gospel all the way to Spain.
那个时候人们所知道最西边的地极就是在西班牙。
We know that the known world at that time, the most western point was in Spain.
所以保罗在罗马书15章里面写道如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
So in Romans chapter 15 verse 21 it says, They who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand.
那不知道弟兄姊妹是否可以体会到一点，当保罗写到就如经上所记里边的那个兴奋。
And can brothers and sisters understand the heart of the Apostle Paul as he wrote, that they will understand what they have not heard?
因为主耶稣升天前所预言的福音要传到地极就要应验了而且就要应验在他们身上。
Because the gospel shall be preached to all the ends of the earth and it shall be upon them.
何等的荣耀何等的令他兴奋。
And what a glorious and exciting news this is.
当然这是基督徒面对主的预言一个对的反应。
And this is the right response that we should have.
相反如果孙弟兄最近所交通的信息并未在弟兄姊妹身上产生大的震动。
And if these messages that Brother Sun has shared with us, has caused some shaking within our lives,
我们心里只是当时有了一些小的波动，然后随着疫情的延长，生活慢慢就回归从前了。
But if our lives have not had much shaking in that, We've only had a small change here and there.
回到了照常吃喝嫁娶的光景。
And as we return back to normal life, to the eating, the drinking,
那样我们就需要警醒。
Then we need to wake up.
那马太福音24章里面并不是说我们在末世就不能吃、不能喝、不能结婚。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, it doesn't speak on how we cannot eat, we cannot drink, and we cannot marry.
我想吃喝是代表日常的生活。
I believe that eating and drinking, represents the daily life.
那一般嫁娶都需要比较长时间的准备和规划，也会对相当长的未来起到很大的影响。
And marriage speaks on, the preparation and, the future, that it holds.
那这句话的关键应该在于照常两个字。As before, as before.
And so these two words is, as before.
讲到这些末世预言的信息并没有根本影响到我们的日常生活和我们对于未来的规划。
It speaks on how as before, the life that we had before should not, be like the one that we have in the future.
我们又回到了好像没有听过这些信息之前照常的光景。
We cannot return back to the life of not hearing the message.
很奇妙的是当我在预备这次主日信息的时候主很明确的让我读约书亚记。
And as I was preparing to share, the Lord put within my heart the book of Joshua.
一开始我不太明白主的心意，后来当曾弟兄发信告知弟兄姊妹，圣灵催逼他和英美姊妹要回台湾，要离开我们相当一段时间的时候，
I did not really understand why the Lord had placed the book of Joshua within my heart, but throughout this week, as we heard the news of Brother Zun and Sister Deborah are leaving back to go back to Taiwan,
我才知道主是借着让我提前读约书亚记来预备和安慰我的心。
I realized that the Lord has placed the book of Joshua within my heart to comfort me.
不过还是和弟兄姊妹一样，这些天整个教会都经过了流泪谷。
But likewise, like many brothers and sisters, my heart is still filled with sorrow.
以色列百姓在约书亚记一开始面临的境况和我们非常的类似。
And in the book of Joshua, as it begins, the condition of the Israelites is much like our condition now.
那创世纪十二章，神所应许他们祖宗亚伯拉罕要赐给你的后裔的这块地，如今神对约书亚说，就要赐给你们了。
And in the book of Genesis, the Lord spoke to Abraham and said that this land will be given to his descendants. And in the book of Joshua, this was coming into fruition.
那历世历代以色列祖先所盼望，神所应许赐他们的迦南美地为业，马上就要应验在这一代以色列人身上。
And the foretold prophecy that the Lord has spoke to Abraham was coming into fruition through the sons of Israel.
然而就在这个关键时刻，整卷书一开篇就写道，神晓谕约书亚，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来。
And in the book of Joshua, it starts with saying, how the Lord spoke to Joshua saying, Moses, my servant is dead, now therefore arise.
那摩西可以说是进迦南地这一批以色列人在旷野中属灵的领袖和长辈。
And Moses could be said to be the spiritual leader of the Israelites as they wandered in the desert.
陪伴他们在旷野中长大。
That he grew up with them in the desert.
摩西的离开对于他们是极大的打击。生命记里面记载，以色列人为摩西哭了30天。
And we remember that at the death of Moses, that there was a great sorrow upon the sons of Israel, and that the sons of Israel wept and mourned for 30 days.
没有这位属灵领袖的带领，马上要在迦南地里的征战，对于以色列人来说也是极大的挑战。
And without their great spiritual leader before them, they felt that the battles that they would fight within the land of Canaan would be almost impossible.
然而在以色列人征战以前，神就告诉约书亚，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
But the Lord spoke to Joshua that he raised them up before they entered into the land of Canaan, that he said that all that he has spoken to his servant Moses, he would bring upon him.
那这里我们要注意了这个字，英文更清楚，讲到神已经赐给他们这块地了，是完成时。
And so we see here that in chapter 1, verse 3, it says, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you. And this word that we want to highlight is the word given.
It's perfect tense.
It's the past tense, yeah.
这个应许是在神那边已经完成了，已经成就了。
And that this is something that has already been accomplished in the eyes of God.
那神不仅计划，神也做工。
And the Lord will bring about and will work to fulfill His promise.
那约书亚记里面讲到，在以色列人攻打迦南地第一个城耶利哥城之前。
And in the book of Joshua, it speaks that before they entered and before they entered into the land of Canaan, they encountered the city of Jericho.
那约书亚靠近耶利哥，举目观看，可能是在勘察作战地形。
And as Joshua came to observe the land of Jericho, he was looking to see and make plans to make ready for the battle.
那这个时候，耶和华军队的元帅就显现，手里带着刀，而且这个刀已经拔出来了。
And in this time, the general, the armies of the Lord came and spoke to Joshua, and within his hand was a drawn sword.
说明神已经做好准备为以色列人征战。
And this speaks on how the Lord was already ready for the Israelites and made ready for them to do battle.
那神计划，神做工，神也成就他的应许。
And the Lord plans, and the Lord will do, and the Lord will bring about His promise.
在约书亚记21章45节里边讲，耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。
And in chapter 21 of the book of Joshua, verse 45, it says, not one of the good promises which the Lord has made to the house of Israel failed, all came to pass.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
神为以色列人征战得胜，是一个客观的事实和真理。
That the Lord has overcome and He has conquered for the sons of Israel, this is a fact.
而以色列人需要专心跟从神，与神同工，需要走遍那地。
And that the Israelites only needed to follow and to obey after the Lord.
才能将客观事实变成他们主观的经历，取用基督里一切的丰富。
And only then would the promises become a reality within their lives.
那约书亚之所以能带领以色列人征战得胜，很重要的是因为他遵守了神的两点吩咐。
And Joshua was able to lead the sons of Israel because he followed after the two commandments of the Lord.
第一点是神赐给当时的以色列人摩西五经，神叫约书亚读神的话，昼夜思想神的话，遵守圣经的教训。
And the first commandment is to follow after his commandments, follow after the book of law, and it shall not depart from their mouths.
如此他的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
And so only then will his path be made straight.
那第二点是神吩咐他们要跟着约柜去，使他们知道所当走的路。
And the second commandment that the Lord gave to Joshua was to follow after the way of the Ark of the Covenant.
可这里我们可以理解为要他们随灵而行。
And that they need to listen and obey.
那在征战得地的过程中，以色列人的吃喝嫁娶都发生了巨大的变化。
And throughout their conquering of the land of Canaan, the eating, the drinking, and the marrying of the sons of Israel had a dramatic change.
那约书亚记第五章里面写到，以色列人开始守逾越节，逾越节的第二天就是除酵节。
And it speaks in Joshua chapter 5 how they observed the Passover on the day after the Passover.
他们必须吃无酵饼和烘的谷。
They ate some of the unleavened cakes and parched grain.
这日他们就吃了迦南地的出产，第二日玛拿的供应就止住了。
And on that day that they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased.
那玛拿可以讲是在神在旷野中一点一滴信实的供应。
And the manna truly speaks of the abundance of the Lord within the wilderness.
那迦南预表着基督那测不透的丰富。
And
the
land of Canaan speaks of the abundance of Christ.
以色列人进入迦南地后开始享用神丰富的供应。
And that as they entered into the land of Canaan, they were able to enter into the abundance of the Lord.
对于我们如今也是一样。
And so this is same within our lives as well.
圣经是写出来的基督。
The Bible is the written word of God.
从前我们可能只是每天零零星星的读一读圣经。
And oftentimes we might just read a little verse here and there.
那现在我们要大大渴慕神的话语，吃主的话语，享用基督话语，完全的丰富。
But now we need to thirst and we need to read and study the word of God.
那在喝这一方面，约书亚记十五章里面讲到，加勒的女儿亚撒被安置在南地。
And in this idea of drinking, we see here that there is the daughter of Caleb, Aksa.
他问他的父亲要水泉，于是加勒非常喜悦他的所求，就把上泉下泉双倍的祝福赐给他。
That he asked her father for the springs of water, and so Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
那南地我们知道是干旱疲乏无水之地，极其的缺水。
We know that in the southern lands of Canaan, it is a dry and it's a desert place.
约翰福音里面讲到，主赐给我们活水，喝了这水就永远不渴。
And that in the book of John, it speaks on that the Lord is a living spring, and he who drinks of him shall never thirst again.
那基督徒里面要流出活水的江河来，我们知道圣灵就内住在我们里边。
And that within each of every one of us, that we can have this well of the spring of life within us.
所以在喝这一方面，我们要大大的饮于圣灵。
And so within this idea of drinking, we must drink in the Holy Spirit.
我们再来看关于嫁娶的记载。
And let's look on this idea of marriage.
在加勒攻打基列西弗的时候，加勒说，谁能过去夺取这城，我就把女儿给他为妻。
And in chapter 15, Caleb says, the one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give them my daughter.
然后俄陀涅就夺取了那城，加勒就把他女儿亚撒给他为妻。
And Othniel took hold of this promise. He captured the city and was given Aksa as his wife.
那加勒是很清楚，只有依靠神才能征战得胜。
And only when they relied upon the Lord can they capture the city and receive this daughter in marriage.
所以他就用这个标准来选择女婿。
And so because of this, he used this as a requirement to betroth his daughter to.
我们知道俄陀涅后来成为约书亚之后以色列第一任的士师。
And we know that Othniel became the first judge of the sons of Israel.
那在士师记第三章第九节里面讲到，俄陀涅被称为拯救者。大地的翻译版本是 Savior。预表基督。
And in Judges chapter 3, verse 9, it speaks on when the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer, or in the Darby translation, a savior for the sons of Israel.
那基督爱教会，为教会舍己，俄陀涅爱亚撒，为他征战得胜。
And the Lord loves the church, and he died and bled for it.The church. Othniel loved Aksa, and so he conquered for Aksa.
而且俄陀涅愿意娶以色列女子为妻，那与士师记三章里面记载，同时期许多娶异族女子侍奉外邦神的以色列人形成了鲜明的对比。
And Aksa chose for his wife one from among the sons of Israel, unlike the other sons of Israel who.Chose for wives from the land of Canaan.
所以我们这里看到以色列人在进入迦南地征战的时候，神所应许的就要应验在他们身上的时候，那吃喝嫁娶都发生了巨大的变化。
So we see that in the time that they entered into the land of Canaan, as they conquered the land of Canaan, the eating, the drinking, and the marrying of the sons of Israel changed dramatically.
圣灵的带领很奇妙，就在过去周五中文组青年聚会读经聚会的时候。曾弟兄给我们青年人有一些临别劝勉。
And this is such a wonderful thing that through this past week, the Lord spoke to us from Brother Zun as he shared with the young people group.
正好也是三点，我就总结为吃喝嫁娶。
And these three points, I will characterize them as eating, drinking, and marrying.
最后我就引用曾弟兄劝勉的话，和各位青年弟兄姊妹共勉。
Lastly, I will encourage brothers and sisters, especially young brothers and sisters, with the words that Brother Zun spoke to us.
第一点要好好的吃主的话。
And that first is that we need to carefully eat the word of the Lord.
来认识基督。
That we can come to know the Lord.
要好好的读圣经，要从头到尾，每一章，每一节，认认真真的读它。
that we need to diligently read every chapter, every verse within the Bible.
神永远的旨意就在这本圣经里头。
And the eternal purpose of God is written within these words.
它是许多先知，它是用许多先知和使徒们的性命换来的。
And through many apostles and through many prophets that this has come about.
它是天父写给儿女们的家书。
And this is one of our Heavenly Father has written for us.
他把他的心肠敞开给我们看。
And so he has poured out his heart for us.
圣经就是写出来的基督。
And the Bible is the written Christ.
我们要认识基督，认识神永远的旨意，必须好好读圣经。
And so in order to know the Lord, we need to read his word carefully.
第二点，要大大隐于圣灵，随灵而行，让基督的性格在我们里边成型。
And the second point is that we need to drink in the Holy Spirit so that we can truly form this beautiful character of Christ within us.
我们知道神永远的旨意以后，需要有可以承受永远旨意的性格。
We know that after we receive his word, that we need to be a people that can follow after him.
所以我们一定要在圣灵的工作里与他配合，对付己，对付肉体，弃绝天然的性格。
And so we need to co-work with him to rid ourselves of the self and the flesh within us.
让圣灵做工，在我们里面形成基督美好的性格。
So that the Spirit can work within us to form this beautiful character of Christ.
那第三点，在主内认真寻求嫁娶之事。
And the third point is in marriage, that we need to seek after one that the Lord has prepared for us.
那对于许多单身的青年弟兄姊妹，要好好祷告，寻求在主里的弟兄姊妹为配偶。
And for many single brothers and sisters, that they need to pray and seek before the Lord for a compatible spouse.
那配偶是影响我们最多的人，我们要寻求主里一同倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹为配偶。
And we need to seek after one who can co-work with us and who can love the Lord together.
让我们一起来同父一轭，同奔天路。
And that together, that we can be yoked together and go towards heaven together.
那当曾弟兄最后为教会下一代祷告的时候，我里边有一个感觉，很可能我们就是主来之前教会最后一代圣徒了。
And as Brother Zun prayed for us, I had a feeling within my heart that we might potentially be the last generation before the return of the Lord.
所以不论是英文组还是中文组青年的弟兄姊妹，巴望我们都刚强壮胆。
So whether it's the English group or the Chinese group, whatever group that we're in, that we need to rise up.
在基督里同得基业。
That within Christ, that we can strive together.
被圣灵改变向主。
And that we can be changed into his likeness.
我们也成为主在圣徒中所得的丰富荣耀的基业。
And so that we can inherit the wonderful abundance of the Lord.
感谢主，我的交通停在这里。
Thank the Lord, I will end my sharing here.
感谢主，谢谢秦伟弟兄给我们这么美好的交通分享。
Thank the Lord for Brother Wei's fruitful fellowship.
对，我就借着弟兄的感觉也有一些交通。
Following the brother's thoughts, I also want to have some sharing.
首先我们来读一些主的话语。
First, let's read some of the words of the Lord.
在马太福音第六章第九节到十三节。
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 3.9-13.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
感谢主，当弟兄们通知我说16号要交通分享的时候啊，我很快心里面就有一个负担要交通关于祷告。
Thank the Lord when the brothers approached me to share today, I had a quick burden to share on prayer.
虽然我有了这个负担呢，但是刚开始几天我一直在逃避。
Even though I had this burden, the first couple of days I did have a lot of conflict.
对，我在主面前继续寻求，看看还有没有其他的负担。
Before the Lord, I searched, was there any other topics that He would burden me with?
对，因为我不敢交通这个负担。
Because I was scared to share on this burden.
我觉得这个题目实在是太大太重要。
I think this topic is too big, too important.
所以我觉得说我实在不配来交通这个题目。
So I thought I was not worthy to share on this topic.
这个应该留给孙弟兄，留给曾弟兄来交通。
Maybe a topic to leave to Brother Son or Brother Zhang.
那结果呢，在上个礼拜的时候，在晨更当中，主连续用了四天的晨更信息来对我说话。
But last week when I was doing my daily devotions, and four consecutive days, God spoke to me.
那连续四天的信息都是关于祷告。
All four of these days, I was reading on the topic of prayer.
对，那更奇妙的是在这四天的晨更信息当中呢，没有一次提到这个主导文。
主导文，
对，这是这个主导文。
Interestingly, none of these 4 days of my devotions did the Lord's Prayer come up.
那主给我的负担正是这个主导文。
And so the Lord gave me this burden to share on the Lord's Prayer.
所以我就确定说这确实是我现在所要交通的负担。
So I felt really burdened that this should be what I should share on.
那我想对于祷告我们都太熟悉了。
So we are so familiar with prayer.
熟悉到一个地步呢，常常被我们忽略的就是说到底什么是祷告。
And we're so familiar perhaps that we lose the purpose of prayer.
我们为什么要祷告？
Why do we pray?
我们应当怎样祷告？
How do we pray?
那在祷告这件事上我们可以说很多。
We can speak a lot on the topic of prayer.
比如说祷告是灵中所烧的香。
For example, it's the incense of the Spirit.
祷告是在神面前倾心吐意。
It's a searching before the Lord.
祷告是属灵的呼吸等等。
It's the spiritual breathing and etc.
在圣经中呢还有许多关于祷告的描述。
In the Bible, there's a lot of different ways of speaking of prayer.
所以我们就会发现说想要为祷告下一个确切的定义那是非常困难。
So to have a very specific description of prayer is difficult.
因为祷告是一个奥秘。
Because prayer is a mystery.
那祷告可以简单到一个地步两三岁的小孩子也知道怎样祷告。
Prayer can be simple as a prayer of a 2 to 3 year old.
那同时祷告也可以难到一个地步许多年长的弟兄姐妹们他们这信主一辈子也不敢说知道怎样祷告。
The prayer can be complicated to the point where even an elderly brother or sister still doesn't know how to pray.
那就像神是奥秘一样，祷告也是一个奥秘。
Just as God is a mystery, prayer is a mystery.
我们如何从圣经中来明白神的旨意，我们也要如何从圣经中来看什么是祷告。
So just as we ascertain God's will through the Bible, we can ascertain how to pray through the Bible as well.
所以感谢主啊，刚刚那个曾弟兄说也那个秦伟弟兄也说过，就是说圣经是写出来的基督。
As Brother Zhang and Brother Wei reminded us, the Bible is the written manifestation of Christ.
对，那我们先来看一看马太福音第六章第九节这里说。
So let's look in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说。
Pray then in this way.
那意思就是你们要这样祷告。
And it simply means you should pray in this way.
就是说这是一个祷告的样式，是一个祷告的模型。
This is a model for prayer.
那主并不是教导我们说像念经一样，天天把这个主导文按部就班的就念几遍。
And God isn't telling us to recite this prayer word for word.
那主呢是要我们照着他这个祷告的样式，照着他这个祷告的原则来祷告。
But rather pray according to this model and according to this reason.
那接下来这里第一句祷告说我们在天上的父。
So the first phrase is our Father who is in heaven.
这里不是说我而是说我们。
And this doesn't say my Father but our Father.
这是何等的宝贵。
This is a precious word.
那这位天上的父呢，不仅仅是主耶稣的父，也是我们的父。
This Father isn't just the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but our Father as well.
我们都是父神的儿女。
And we are the sons and daughters of God.
我们乃是向我们天上的父亲祷告。
And so we're praying to our Heavenly Father.
那这是神赐给我们这些做儿女的一个特别宝贵的权利。
So this is a privilege given to us, sons and daughters of the Lord.
所以我们也应当像我们的主耶稣基督那样啊，从心灵深处向父神发出赞美，说我们在天上的父。
So we ought to pray just as our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father who art in heaven.
那下面这句说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The next phrase is Hallowed be your name.
以前我在十几年前我就背了这个主导文，背得滚瓜烂熟。
Many years ago, I memorized the Lord's Prayer and I knew it very well.
那我想许多弟兄姐妹也都是背得滚瓜烂熟，这一段经文很熟悉。
I think this is the same for many brothers and sisters. They know this passage well.
以前读这句话的时候，真的是没有多少感觉。
When I used to read this phrase, I didn't have a lot of feeling.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有想过说，什么样的人才会尊父神的名为圣？
Do we know, brothers and sisters, what type of person will be hallowed?
是世上的那些罪人吗
？Is it the sinners?
是那些拜偶像行邪术的人吗
？Is it those who follow idols？
还是那些无神论者
？Are those who are atheists？
那当然不是。
Of course not。
这些人不会也不能够尊神的名为圣。
These people would not hallow the name of the Lord。
所以这里面有一个很重要的点。
So there's an important point here。
人若要尊父神的名为圣，最基本的要求就是必须是重生得救，里面有父神生命的神的儿女。
If you're going to hallowAnd God's name, you need to be born again and have God's spirit within you.
所以这里父神有一个心愿。
So there is a promise here.
也是父神的第一个心愿。
It's a prerequisite.
那主就把父神这个心愿祷告出来。
And so therefore, our Lord Jesus can pray in this way.
他说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
He says, may every person, in this world be able to hallow God's name.
那这个意思就是说愿人人得救不愿一人沉沦。
And so the purpose of this is that all men may come to be saved and there'll be no one who is lost.
这是一方面。
This is one note.
另一方面在已经得救的圣徒当中。
Another point is for those who have already been saved.
那也只有一小部分的人是尊神的名为圣。
Maybe only a small portion really are hallowing God's name.
我们如果读圣经的话，我们就知道圣徒当中有的说我是属保罗的，有的说我是属亚波罗的，有的说我是属彼得的。
You know, we know in the Bible, some brothers and sisters may say, I follow Paul, I follow Cephas, I follow Apollos.
对，那还有的人说，他是尊摩西为圣的，是摩西的门徒，还有人尊天使为圣。
Maybe some say I follow Moses or I follow angels.
等等等等
，etc.
那不仅在圣经中，在我们现在所生活的这个世界中更是如此。
Not is this only in the scriptures. We know that in our daily lives we see this.
神的名呢已经被糟蹋到难以形容的地步。
God's name is in every part of the world.
我们发现说打球打得好一点就别人就叫他球神。
If you play ball well, we call them a basketball star.
唱歌唱得好一点的，我们就叫他歌神。
If someone's a good singer, we call them an idol.
那稍微遇到一点事情呢，我们就叫起来说 ，Oh my God.
And we often use the name of the Lord, in vain.
那这个世界真的是已经被所谓的神充满了，到处都是神。
There's a lot of gods with a lowercase g in this world.
弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
当别人这样滥用父神的名字的时候，我们有没有一种心痛的感觉
？When people misuse the name of the Lord, do we have a hurt in our hearts?
当别人在说我们地上父亲是木头是石头的时候，我们会感到心痛，会发怒。
When people say that our fathers are made of wood or stone, do we have this cry in our hearts?
那当别人说我们天上的父亲是木头是石头的时候，我们的感觉怎么样
？When people say our heavenly Father is just an idol, what are our thoughts?
真正尊父神的名为圣的，只有那么一小部分圣徒。
Only a small portion of people of saints will actually hallow God's name.
那这些都是真正爱神的人。
And these are those who truly love the Lord.
这一小部分人我们称之为余数或者得胜者。
And we call this small group of people overcomers.
所以今天神的心愿不仅仅是人人得救。
So God's thought heart isn't just that all people would be saved.
对我们这些已经信主的已经重生得救的圣徒来说。
But for those of us who have already believed.
那他的心愿更是要我们人人都得胜。
His goal is for all of us to be victorious.
人人都尊他的名为圣。
And all of us may hallow his name.
那这是父神的第一个心愿也是最重要的心愿。
So this is the first part of the Lord's Prayer.
往往我们也能够像主耶稣基督那样让父神的心愿也成为我们的心愿。
May we also pray in the same way as our Lord Jesus and have this similar burden.
那我们如果照着这个心愿来祷告的话就必蒙神的垂听。
And if we pray in this way, we pray according to the Lord's will.
那接下来主说愿你的国降临。
It follows to say your kingdom come.
这里的国是指天国。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
就是在天上有神的国呢在地上呢。
So that the kingdom of heaven may be manifest on earth.
我们知道这个世界呢是握在那恶者的手中。
We know that this world is under the hands of the evil one.
天国在地上以教会为据点。
The ability to have the kingdom of heaven and earth is through the church.
与仇敌那个黑暗的国征战。
The church is fighting the kingdom of the evil one.
所以我们每一次传福音使人得救，那就会使神的国度在地上扩充一点。
So each time we spread the gospel, to share it with one person, we know that the kingdom of heaven has expanded by a bit.
所以抢夺灵魂，那就是收复失地。抢夺灵魂。
So to reap souls is to increase the kingdom.
那挽回那些在教会中软弱的肢体软弱的弟兄姐妹呢就可以使神的国在地上更加强盛一点。
So the work of the brothers and sisters before us has allowed the kingdom to grow.
这样呢我们在征战的时候就会更有力量更强而有力就能够更快的收复失地。
So we can more quickly expand the kingdom and grow.
那这就是为什么不仅有得救的福音，也有国度的福音。
This is why there is not just a gospel of salvation, but a gospel of victory.
这就是为什么我们得救之后还要追求做得胜者。
And this is why after we're saved, we are also called to be overcomers.
都是为着神的国能够早日降临。
So that the kingdom of heaven may come sooner.
那就像刚刚秦伟弟兄所分享的，就是说我们还有许多未得之地。
As our brother Wei just shared, there's still a lot of land to be conquered.
那今天教会在地上有一个重大的责任。
And today the church on the earth has a large responsibility.
就是要借着祷告把神的国从天上带到地上来。
It's through prayer to bring the gospel, the kingdom of heaven to the earth.
这是神第二个心愿。
This is the second part of the Lord's prayer.
那父神的第三个心愿是愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
The next point is that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这说明说神的旨意在天上是通行的。
So this says that the will of the Lord begins through heaven.
但他在地上，他的旨意在地上还没有完全通行。
But the will of the Lord is not completely manifest on earth.
就是没有像在天上那么行得通。
Not as manifest as it is yet in heaven.
那我们的神是伟大的神。
Our God is a great God.
他说有就有，命立就立。
What he says is and what he does is done.
没有任何能事物可以阻拦神旨意的通行。
There's nothing that can hinder him.
但现在为什么无法完全在地上通行？
Then why is God's will not completely manifest in the earth?
这就跟我们的祷告有很大的关系。
This is something to do with our prayer.
我们的祷告并不能改变神所定规的。
Our prayer doesn't change what the Lord has already set.
但是我们如果不祷告的话，就会阻拦，就会延迟神旨意的通行。
However, if we don't pray, we can delay the complete manifestation of the Lord's will.
所以我们就发现祷告是一件很奇妙的事情。
So we know that prayer is a very special thing.
那神要做一件事情，要等到我们祷告了他才做。
God waits for us oftentimes to pray before he acts.
那比如说圣经里面有许多例子。
There's a lot of examples in scripture.
神应许说圣灵降临，这是很早以前的应许。
God has stated that the Spirit will come a long time ago.
但是只等到五旬节120位圣徒同心合意的祷告了十日之后才降临。
But it wasn't until the apostles prayed for 10 days and before the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit come.
我们知道说主一定会回来。
We know that the Lord will return.
而且很快就回来。
And we know he's returning quickly.
那我们为什么还要祷告说主啊愿你快来。
Then why do we pray, please come quickly, Lord?
这就是祷告的原则。
This is the principle of prayer.
主一定会回来，这是不会改变。
God will definitely come, this will not change.
但需要我们的祷告才能够催促，才能够加速主的再来。
But he needs our prayer in order to quicken and hasten his return.
教会需要摆上更多的祷告。
The church needs to pray more.
神乐意把我们，就是说神乐意我们在祷告中与他同工。
The Lord wants us to co-work with him in prayer.
他乐意向我们启示他的心意。
He joyfully wants us to participate in his will.
叫我们能够在祷告中与他合一。
So that in prayer we can be united with him.
使他的旨意呢能够早日通行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that his will may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那在十一节这里说，我们日愿的饮食今日赐给我们。
In verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
感谢主，刚刚秦伟弟兄也说了，这个饮食啊，这是我们的需要，我们日常的需要。
Thank the Lord, as our brother just prayed, our daily bread is our daily needs.
在我们未祷告之前，神已经知道我们的需要。
Before we even pray, God knows our needs.
但我们仍然有祷告。
But we still need to pray.
这表示说我们对神的一种信靠，一种依赖。
This connotes a type of reliance on the Lord.
这里的饮食一方面就是指着我们吃喝说的。
And our needs are what we eat and drink.
那另一方面也代表说饮食是最能够代表我们需要的。
It represents our basic needs.
我们可以不住，我们可以不行走，我们甚至可以不穿，但是我们不能够不吃喝。
We can not have clothes to wear, but we still need our food and drink in order to survive.
对，所以这句话的意思就是说，我们日常的需要求神今日赐给我们。
So this phrase means that may the Lord please give us our daily necessities.
不是求神把这个礼拜、把这个月的这个需要一次的赐给我们。
It's not to give us what we need for this week or this month.
是天天向神祈求，天天来仰望神，天天来依靠神。
But each day we seek after the Lord, each day we pray after Him, each day we yearn.
所以圣经里面说不要为明天忧虑，一天的难处一天担就够。
So scripture tells us, don't worry about tomorrow, let tomorrow worry about itself.
接下来十二节这里说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Verse 12, Christ says, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
弟兄姐妹们，什么是债？
Brothers and sisters, what is debt?
不该做的我们做了，这是罪。
What we shouldn't have done, we have done, that's sin.
该做的我们没有做，这就是债。
What we should have done, but we didn't do, that's debt.
不该说的我们说了，这是罪。
What we shouldn't have said, we said, that's sin.
但是该说的我们没有说，这也是债。
But what we shouldn't have said, should have said, but didn't say, that's also debt.
所以神已经赦免了我们的罪。
God has forgiven our sins.
那现在我们也要求神免我们的债。
And God also, we also pray that he may forgive us our debts.
怎么免？
How?
我们要先免别人的债。
We need to first forgive our neighbor's debts.
那这里的别人主要是指着弟兄姐妹说的。
And specifically, it's talking about brothers and sisters.
我们若不免别人的债，神也必不免我们的债。
If we don't forgive others' debts, the Lord won't forgive our debts.
那这就要求我们，不论是对神还是对人，都需要有一个无愧的良心。
So we need to, whether we treat brothers and sisters of the Lord, we have to have not to hold anything against.
这第三节这里说，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶，或者脱离恶者。
Verse 13 says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
我们越是行走在这条神旨意的道路上，这个试探的力量就越大。
The more we walk on this heavenly way, the more the power of temptation is.
若是我们被这试探胜过了，我们就要落入那个恶者的手。
If we give into temptation, we fall into the hands of the evil one.
所以我们一定要小心。
So we need to be careful.
我们完全没有把握说胜过所有的试探。
We don't have confidence to overcome every temptation.
就连一个最小的试探，我们也不敢说能够绝对胜过。
Even a small temptation, we can't say that we can overcome.
那我们怎么办？
So what do we do?
我们可以向神祈求。
We can seek the Lord.
那一面求神不救我们遇见试探。
One is that we can flee from temptation.
另一面呢，若我们已经在试探当中了，就求神使我们胜过试探。
And if the other is if we're in temptation, that we can overcome it.
叫我们脱离那恶者的手，我们祷告求神来保护我们。
That we can be delivered from the hands of the evil one, may the Lord protect us.
在这篇主导文当中，前面这一部分是父神心中的三个心愿，三个愿望。
In the Lord's Prayer, in the very beginning, we see three aspects of the Lord's heart.
所以主祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He says,your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那中间这一部分呢，我们通常以为说是主耶稣为着我们祷告了三件事。
And in the middle part, we think that it's three things that the Lord wants for us.
所以这里都说我们什么什么，我们的需要。
So it's our daily bread, our debts, and our temptation.
那感谢主，没错，主耶稣确实也为我们祷告。
Thank the Lord, Jesus also prays for us.
但最终的目的还是为着父神。
But most importantly, it's still for the Father.
因为接下来第十三节这后半段这里说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
At the very end of verse 13, we see, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
所以主耶稣上面的祷告，祷告我们的需要，祷告这上面所有的东西，都是为着父神的国度，为着父神的权柄，为着父神的荣耀。
So we see even in the middle three sections, these needs are all ultimately for the purpose of God's power, kingdom, and glory.
因为国度是神的，所以我们这些神国的百姓不应该落入撒旦的手。
The kingdom is the Lord's, and so us who are citizens of the kingdom should not fall into the hands of the evil one.
因为权柄是神的，所以撒旦在我们身上毫无权柄。
Because power is the Lord's,The evil one has no power in our lives.
因为荣耀是神的，所以神又使用我们这些比撒旦微小的人来击败撒旦。
Because the glory is the Lord's, God will use us who are created a little bit lower than the angels to give glory to Him.
这样就使他自己得荣耀。
And so that He Himself receives glory.
主耶稣的这个祷告完完全全是为着父神的心愿。
The Lord Jesus' prayer completely is for the heart, is for the Father.
为着父神的旨意。
For the Father's will.
他与父本为一。
So that he and the Father are one.
主耶稣完全以父神的心愿为他的心愿，以父神的意思为他的意思。
The Lord Jesus' burden is that the burden of the Father is his.
主与父的合一乃是完全的、绝对的、彻底的合一。
This union of Jesus' will with the Lord is complete.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
祷告是我们目前所能做的最大也是最重要的事情。
Brother, prayer is something that we can do, the most important thing that we can do right now.
不论是在我们日常的生活当中还是在教会聚会服事当中。
Not just in our individual lives daily, but also in our corporate lives as a church.
最不能缺少的就是祷告。
The one thing we cannot, lack is prayer.
祷告的最终目的乃是与神合一。
The ultimate purpose of prayer is to be united with the Lord.
把我们也能够像主耶稣那样，以父神的心愿为我们的心愿，以父神的意思为我们的意思。
May we also have the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the will of the Lord, the Father be His, and the purposes of the Father be His.
叫我们的祷告能够与父子圣灵这三而一的神完全的、绝对的、彻底的合一。
That our prayers may be completely united with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
好，我想时间的关系，我就停在这里。
Because of time, we'll stop our sharing here.
我们有个祷告。
Let's have a time of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们知道你回来的日子迫近了。
Lord, we thank you. We know that your time of return is coming near.
但愿我们能够借着祷告来催促你的再来。
May we, through prayer, be able to hasten your return.
借着祷告能够和你有完全的合一。
That through prayer we can be completely united with you.
主啊，求你复兴教会的祷告。
Or may you listen to the prayer of your church.
使教会的祷告能够首先站在得胜的地位上。
That the prayers of the church may stand in victory.
能够在祷告上首先得胜。
That through prayer we can receive victory.
主，我们实在感谢你赐给我们这个祷告的特权。
We thank you for the privilege of prayer.
无论在任何时候，无论在任何地方，无论发生任何事情，我们都可以向你祷告。
In whatever place, whatever time, whatever occurrence that we can seek you in prayer.
愿我们能够宝贵这个权利。
That we can take advantage of this privilege.
多多的祷告在你面前。
And pray more in your presence.
把荣耀把赞美都来归给你。
We give you the glory and praise to you.
主我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and worship you.
主听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好那接下来我们有一点报告啊。
We have some announcements.
周二的祷告聚会各组的分组的祷告聚会在线上举行。
So our Tuesday prayer meeting continues online.
那就像以前年长的弟兄们所交通的那样，希望更多的弟兄姐妹能够进入到这个教会的祷告里面，团体的祷告里面。
As was mentioned previously, may the burden of joining us in corporate prayer be given to every brother and sister.
那有感动的可以尽量的进食祷告。
Those of you who are moved, please join us in fasting and prayer.
我们知道现在我们所能够做的最大最重要的事情就是祷告。
As we shared, we know the most important thing we can do is to pray.
那周五的读经聚会原来在会所的各读经组分别在线上聚会。
As the prayer meetings, our Friday Bible studies are also meeting online in their respective groups.
刚才弟兄也分享了这个圣经是写出来的基督。
As our brother shared, the Bible is the written Christ.
所以祷告不能少，读经也不能少。
So we can't lack in prayer, we can't lack in studying the word.
祷告跟读经是相辅相成的。
Praying and reading comes complementary.
周六东南区读经聚会在线上聚会。
The Saturday Southeast District Bible Study will also meet virtually.
这里都有时间写着的，六点半到八点半。
The times are listed online, 6:30 to 8:30.
那主日的波饼聚会呢在疫情期间我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们在家中波饼纪念主。
During the pandemic, we encourage families to have a communion and breaking of bread together at home.
那信息聚会在 YouTube 做线上直播。
The message meeting, as you know, continues on YouTube.
下个礼拜天有孙嘉龙弟兄和洪忠弟兄交通。
Next week, Brother Benson and Brother Hong will be sharing.
那柯云弟兄和张敏健弟兄翻译。
Brother Ke Yun and Josh will be interpreting.
对，那儿童聚会呢，在周五也有儿童聚会，各班分别在线上聚会。
Our children's meetings continues online on Fridays.
那这个时间是七点到七点半。
7 to 7:30.
就是我们正常的周五读经聚会之前半个小时。
Right before our Friday Bible studies.
那小孩儿童聚会主日聚会是12点到12点40分。
The Sunday meetings are 12 to 12:40.
就现在差不多就开始了。
Beginning soon.
对。所以请儿童的家长们可以陪他们一起读经祷告来亲近主。
We ask that parents of our children be able to pray and read scriptures with their children.
那我们知道亲爱的真弟兄和英美姐妹因着家庭的原因8月20号要回台湾。
Our beloved brother Jane and sister Deborah will be departing for Taiwan on August 20th because of family reasons.
那弟兄姐妹在西雅图服侍多年在这个教会当中全然尽忠。
Our brother and sister have served faithfully in Seattle for many, many years, so we remember them.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄姐妹的脚步。
Please pray for them and their future paths.
求主保守他们。
May the Lord preserve them.
引导他们，祝福他们。
Lead them and bless them.
主若许可，盼望把我们亲爱的真弟兄和英美姐妹再快快的带回到我们西雅图。
And if the Lord wills, may He bring them back to Seattle soon.
带回到我们弟兄姐妹当中。
To bring back into the midst of our brothers and sisters.
疫情期间呢，请弟兄姐妹更多的能够彼此相顾，能够激发爱心，不停止聚会。
As the pandemic continues, we pray that brothers and sisters may mutually love and care for one another and do not neglect meeting.
为什么呢？因为知道主再来的日子近了，我们就更当如此。
Why? Because as we know that the day of the Lord approaches sooner, we should meet even all the more.
求主感动教会广传福音加增得救的人数使神的国度能够扩张。
May the Lord move the church to widely share the gospel, increase the number of those saved, and expand the kingdom.
那美国的疫情变得更加严重了，我想弟兄姐妹都知道。
As we know, the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States continues.
还有这个国际之间的关系也是非常复杂，社会动荡不安。
There's a lot of changes in social unrest and international relations.
我们求主赦免罪孽，医治疾病，能够使教会复兴。
May the Lord forgive our debts and halt the pandemic and save us.
用爱来使族群，来使国家能够融合。
And through love lead to unity amongst people and nations.
最后请我们在祷告中纪念主内的肢体。
Finally, please pray for the brothers, members of the body.
软弱的肢体，有病的，患病的，年老的，体弱的。
Particularly those ill, the elderly, physically frail.
还有在外面工作的，像在养老院呢，在药局的工作的，以及其他所以要接触人群的那些工作的弟兄姐妹们，为着他们的平安和健康祷告。
Those working in hospitals, nursing homes, pharmacies, those who are having to work and interact with others, that they may be safe and healthy.
好，我报告就停在这里。感谢主，谢谢弟兄姐妹们。
Well, end our announcements here. Thank the Lord and thank you, brothers and sisters.